you guys. Bad Gal Bree here. For any new listeners that happen to stumble across this podcast, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. And for my returning listeners from my previous podcast, welcome back, you guys. Thank you all so much for the love and support that you've given me. If you don't know already, my name is Brittany, and you're listening to Bad Gal Bree, Unfiltered and Unpopular Opinions, episode number 7. So this last week was pretty hectic for me, guys, and it was mainly because, like, I had school and, like, copying notes and stuff like that. I really don't know why I have to go back to school in person for whatever reason. I'd rather much be at home and doing my work and whatnot. But no, I have to be back in person with my classmates taking notes and tests and this and that. And it's just a hot ass mess, and I'm not here for it. I would rather be much at home, but no. Everyone's like, nope, back in person. We have to be in person for the semester. And for what? Like, are y'all forgetting there's a whole pandemic out there? Like, are y'all forgetting? Do you not see the news? Do you not see the amount of cases and death rates that are increasing daily because so many people are catching this virus and they don't even know the symptoms of it because it's an asymptomatic virus and they won't even figure it out until it's too late once they're gone? Like, make it make sense. For real. Like, make it make sense, because I'm tired of going to school in person when it can be online. No. Like, stop it. For today's unpopular opinion, it says that people that wear their hearts on their sleeves shouldn't question why they're single. Ooh, yikes. That went straight for the jugular. Like, those are actually fighting words if you were to say that to someone that wears their heart on their sleeve. And for the people who don't know what it means, it basically says that you wear your emotions on the outside of you, like on your face, and you're just a person that has your guard up and really emotional when it comes to new relationships, which isn't a problem, but for some people, they don't want to deal with that kind of baggage and that extraness. And I completely see both sides of the spectrum, but at the end of the day, that person feels how they want to feel. And yeah, I don't know how I should go about this, but if you want to hear what I think about it, stay tuned. But before we dive into today's topic, I'm just going to give a very quick and brief disclaimer. The unpopular opinions that I come and discuss on this platform are not my own. They are from my audience. They want me to discuss it, and I feel obligated to do such because I'm providing the service. I am giving them content that they want to hear. I may agree or disagree with the unpopular opinions, but at the end of the day, it's my platform, it's my commentary, it's my podcast. If you feel offended by the things I may say, please leave now and forever hold your peace, because I'm not going to hold back on this platform. You know, like, it's definitely something that I want to do, and if I feel a certain way about it, I'm going to give my opinion on it. So this is just for the people that want to come for me and come for my neck and, you know, just want to, like, come for me without a way home and, like, no legitimate reason. I am going to give y'all fair warning. This platform will have triggering content, and if you do not like it, please leave now and forever hold your peace. And yeah, now y'all already know the deal. I definitely gotta give my personal take on this, and I definitely disagree with this unpopular opinion. The reason why someone wears their heart on their sleeve is their personal business, and they definitely shouldn't question why they're single. If they want to be single and if they want to wear their heart on their sleeve, that's them. However, I'm definitely going to give some reasons why wearing your heart on your sleeve shouldn't be a thing from my perspective. I've just met certain people in my lifetime that wear their heart on their sleeve, and it definitely pushes people away. Like, they expect it to bring people closer to them because they're so emotional and they have their emotions out for the world to display. And I definitely disagree with the fact that if you wearing your heart on your sleeve wants to bring people closer to you because you want them to feel sorry for you, you're definitely doing it a wrong way. So if you guys want to hear what I think about this, enjoy the rest of my commentary. The first reason why wearing your heart on your sleeve shouldn't be a thing is because the goal that you have for that person might not be the same goal that that person has for you. So if your goal is to like bring that person closer, but you're spewing your emotions and your feelings everywhere like a loose fire hose, that person might not even want to be around you because you have too much baggage, you're super emotional, you have trust issues, or whatever else that comes with you. And granted, there are some people that don't care what baggage that person has, and God bless them because we need more people like you in this world that don't really care about someone's past and not like question their feelings for you and stuff like that. Like, God bless y'all. But for the people that are out there just like spewing their feelings out there and wanting sympathy from other people, then you have issues you need to resolve with yourself. Like, I don't think you need to be looking for a relationship as of right now because people that are like spewing their feelings in the air and saying, oh, I'm not meant for a relationship. Well, you're kind of right because at the same time, you're not really dealing with the past trauma that you dealt with in your past relationships and you're just jumping into a new one. You need to have time to heal and recuperate and get back to yourself. And wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't that. So, yeah, I'm definitely not going to be one of those people that is like, okay, come here, welcome you with open arms, accepting all your baggage. Like, no, I'm no one's mother. I'm not cleaning up after you and your tomfoolery. That's something that you need to fix with yourself. And that's that on that. Period, poo. The second reason why you shouldn't wear your heart on your sleeve is because you want to make it known that that person has to accept you the way that you are, when in reality, they don't have to. They don't have to accept the version of you that's super emotional, crying all the time, dealing with this trauma that you haven't dealt with yourself. Like, people have the right to like distance themselves from people that they don't even want to be around, that have too much baggage, that have too much things going on with themselves and they don't even know like what they want in life. So for me, like there are some people out there that just want to jump into relationships when they haven't even fully dealt with like the precautions and like all the, what's the word I'm looking for? All the steps necessary to like heal and recuperate and be being yourself in a new relationship, because obviously that person had something else that they were dealing with in their previous relationship. So they're spewing this fact as you need to accept me as this, or I'm not going to be with you. Okay, boo boo, fine. Go ahead. I'm not going to accept you either because I'm not going to be dealing with all of your fuck shit. I'm sorry. Like, I refuse to. I'm not going to be that one person that's going to tolerate with someone's foolishness. And then, like, that person blaming me for their problems. Like, no, that's something that you have to deal with yourself. I'm no one's therapist. I'm not going to be dealing with you when you haven't dealt with yourself. And that's that on that. The third reason why wearing your heart on your sleeve shouldn't be a thing is because you're going to have really high expectations for the next person you come into a relationship with. Now, I already know there's going to be people saying, I should just look for the next best person in my new relationship, when you really shouldn't even be looking for a relationship at all. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you have been hurt so badly and if you feel the need to like spew your emotions out to anyone that you come by, then you have to have a really long conversation with yourself about your mental health and your priorities. Because at the end of the day, I'm not gonna jump into a new relationship if I've been hurt multiple times. I'm gonna take the time I need to take care of myself. Because if no one's gonna take care of me, then I only got myself. I'm my own best friend. And at the end of the day, if you can't love and care for yourself, how are you gonna love and care for somebody else? Like, think about it. Like, I don't understand how there are some people out there that are so gung-ho to get into a new relationship when they don't even have a relationship with themselves. Like, what's the whole point? Like, you want to get into a relationship with someone else, but won't take the time out of your day to have a relationship with yourself and have like priorities for yourself and just taking care of yourself overall. It doesn't make any sense to me, but at the end of the day, people are going to do what they want to do. But for the people that are wearing their hearts on their sleeves and want to look for someone new, have a relationship with yourself. It's not that bad. Like, I really don't know why people don't want to do self-care. Self-care is the best care, and I don't care. Like, you guys need to take care of yourselves before you can take care of someone else. I said what I said. The fourth and final reason why wearing your heart on your sleeve shouldn't be a thing is because you're going to expect someone else to be your therapist. Now, I already stated this before, I'm no one's therapist but my own. And there are people out there that expect to, like, put their baggage on other people in relationships and expect them to, like, diagnose them for whatever mental illness they have. Like, no, boo-boo, you actually need to go to a therapist to talk about these things, because I'm not a licensed psychologist or psychiatrist. I don't have that ability to, like, diagnose your problems and give you a cure-all to everything that's going wrong with you. I can't speak. But, like, I'm just so confused, like, when people want a therapist as someone else in their relationship with. And it doesn't make any sense to me, because you want a partner, not a therapist. You want someone that you're gonna love, not someone that you're gonna, like, ask for a diagnosis every now and then. So to me, the people that are wearing their hearts on their sleeves and expect people to, like, understand their problems all the time and tell them, like, what they should do and, like, how they should go about, like, nah. Like, they have their own problems to deal with. They have their own crosses to bear. Bear your own and figure out how to get around it. Like, it is what it is. Like, I know that sounds really mean, but everyone has their own baggage to deal with. Someone else can't just put down their own baggage to deal with someone else. And yeah, it is what it is. Like, there are people out there that want to deal with their own frustrations and their own baggage before dealing with someone else's baggage. And most of all, no one else wants to be someone else's therapist. Period, point blank. I said what I said. If it offends you, it is what it is. And that's the end of this podcast episode, you guys. Thank you all so much for the love and support that you've given me along this journey. I hope this episode is just something that people need to hear, because I know a lot of people that wear their hearts on their sleeves and they struggle with, like, dealing with themselves and their baggage. But it is what it is. Like, you have to deal with it on your own. You can't just get into a new relationship with someone else and expect them to deal with your baggage for you. And I might have offended some people with this, but it is what it is. It's my platform, it's my commentary, and it's my podcast overall. Deal with it. As always, new episodes are coming every Wednesday at 2. And yeah, my name is Brittany, and remember, bye, Gellerantings.